Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello there. This is Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand on LA Talk Radio, Tuesdays at noon, Channel 2, the Concierge Coaches Show. Thank you so much for joining us and listening today. I wanted to talk a little bit about reasons that people may seek a coach, some of the times in their life where they may be stuck a little bit, need some movement forward. And I want to talk a little bit about what we try to share week to week with our guests and here on the station. You know, the purpose of our show is really to allow our listeners to kind of peek behind the curtain of this unbelievably quickly expanding coaching profession and try to get an understanding of what a coach is, why you would seek a coach, what you could expect to get out of the coaching process, and sort of just dial down the process a little bit more thoroughly today for our listeners so that you might better understand coaching. And if there's ever a time in your life you're going through a transition or you feel a need to have an accountability partner, you'll have a little bit better understanding about what coaching is. And of course, you know, we've covered in past shows, you know, what a coach is and what a coach is. And I'm going to start a little bit about explaining that a coach is not a therapist, is not an advisor, is not a consultant. And probably the biggest thing that separates us is that we're not giving advice or opinions, you know, unless of course they're asked for, but you know, we are partnering with people individually, you know, to address personal issues, potentially business goals, on the job goals. We're operating more of a sounding board when somebody is coming to us to explore choices. And we're there to kind of give emotional support, give unconditional support. But one of the things I always say is, you know, a client has to row their own boat, right? They're the one doing the work. The coach is listening, is asking, probing questions to allow the client to dig deep to find their own answers. So, you know, we start from a position of assuming you have your own answers and you have the resources to get where you need to go. You just need somebody to partner with you to help facilitate that process. So a coach is trained. It's a particular skill set. We are trained in coaching to know the right questions to ask to help facilitate the progress and movement forward. But we are starting from a position where we believe the client has the answers. And by us asking the right questions, the client is able to drill down and process to the point where they have their aha moments. And it's really quite inspiring to see that happen. Now, typically, when we have issues in our life, maybe we get stuck. I call it being in the mirror. You're kind of like up to your ankles in quicksand. And we know we need to make choices and decisions, and we need to do things to move ourselves forward, to achieve goals, to change a situation, to address maybe a relationship issue. Maybe we need to set a boundary personally or professionally, and we would seek a coach out to really help facilitate where we're at now and where we want to go. So coaching is very solution focused. It's very much in the moment, getting you from A to Z. So that is basically what coaching is about. When you think about therapy, there's lots of reasons why somebody would seek a therapist out. They may dig deeper into what has happened in somebody's past to cause trauma. And why that is creating issues currently or presently in somebody's life. The biggest thing that coaches, us coaches, have to remember professionally is we're not licensed to be a therapist. So whatever state you may be operating as a coach, we're not licensed to do therapy. So what we do is when we recognize somebody needs therapy, we obviously would ask if they're in treatment. And we would have some good referrals for clients that may need some therapy, that may have some deeper issues than we're qualified to address. So people would seek out a therapist, you know, for lots of reasons, but maybe mental disorders, they need to get diagnosed, and maybe they're having some really serious relationship issues. Maybe there's abuse in their life, alcohol or chemical dependency. Maybe they have been assaulted, dealing with violence or trauma after violence. These are issues that therapists are licensed and trained to deal with. So we work in concert with therapists. We work in concert with a lot of people. But as a coach, we are there to help you move forward. I think that's the biggest emphasis that I think coaching, and I think it's pretty important, you know, like my opinion about coaching is that the average person, so the average listener out there, you know, maybe they're tuning in for the first time. We always want to emphasize on the Concierge Coaches Show, Bruce and I really want to make clear, you know, what is a coach? What is a coach going to do for me? And, you know, maybe they're just that beacon in a stormy time, that person. You know, I've done coaching where somebody will say to me, you know, I really don't have anybody to bounce these business ideas off or to discuss this personal relationship issue with my spouse or my best friend. I really don't have somebody who is going to spend, you know, time with me listening and helping me uncover and discover and become more self-aware of what I need to do to move a situation forward. So the sounding board part of this, that unconditional support, is very, you know, it's really valuable to somebody. I mean, maybe this is the first time they've had somebody who is really just listening to where they're at, what's going on, and where they really want to go. So that unconditional support part is huge. Typically, you would arrange a coaching session, which is an hour. Most coaches will work with somebody for a period of 3 to 6 months average, some people longer, depending on the goals, depending on the aspirations, depending on how long it takes to reach them. So it's really somebody that you're not just having, you know, one or two sessions with, or, you know, one or two conversations, if you want to call it that. It's somebody that you know is going to be in the game with you for a period of time, right there beside you, tracking your progress, you know, assessing, creating a plan with you that you design. A lot of times clients have goals that, you know, they have goals they want to reach. Maybe it's personally, maybe it's business. I'm a clinical nutritionist, and so I do wellness coaching, but I also have a lot of business experience and do a lot of startup business coaching. So I would talk with somebody that, you know, is trying to start a business. And once we get to the point, maybe they have, I call it clearing the debris. They need some emptying out time about what's holding them back or obstacles in their way of making the progress forward. You know, maybe it's time management. Maybe it's resources at home. Maybe they need support in the home in order to free up time. Maybe they need to move their full-time work schedule into some more part-time hours in order to be able to find the time to launch the business. But the purpose of hiring a coach is because you want to clear what you need to clear in terms of obstacles, and I call it the debris, clear the debris, so that you are poised and positioned with your coach to start plotting and planning your vision forward. So once you're at that point, a lot of what you're doing is setting your own goals. You're not coming to a coach in order to have a coach set goals for you. Typically in the world, you know, we have an issue, we want to, you know, move forward. We start talking to a spouse, a friend, an advisor, a mentor, maybe even a consultant, and we're looking for them to find the answers for us. So still, a lot of clients will come into the coaching relationship maybe a little unclear about what coaching is. So part of what we do initially is, you know, put our business hat on and take a look at the business side of the relationship. And there is an agreement we put in place and some points that we cover in terms of, you know, what a coach is and what a coach isn't, how much we're charging, the times we're going to meet, the length, duration of sessions, and also the confidentiality, you know, things like that. We cover with the client and explain upfront a little bit of what coaching is and isn't, only because the average person is still going to come into the coaching sessions sometimes feeling stuck, you know what I mean, and at loss for maybe answers, and unaware that the coaching process is allowing the client, fully being present with the client. It's always all about the client. It's never about the coach. It's about the client. And allowing the client the time, the dignity, the respect to process and find their own answers. So sometimes you'll find somebody who keeps looking to the coach for the answers. You know, they're so used to saying, well, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think I should do? And so it is a coach's job, professionally speaking, in terms of the skill set and the responsibility, which is very, very important as a coach, to allow the client to continue to probe and find their own answers. So we always rally back with another question. We don't do that work for the client. And we allow them to have their self-discoveries. And our discussions, sometimes they'll have their aha moments as we discuss what they're going through, some of their options. So a coach's job is to get just underneath where the client's at, to probe a little bit deeper in terms of their questioning. And we ask open-ended probing questions. We don't ask questions that are going to give us a yes or no answer. We ask questions that probe a little bit deeper so that we can find out more about our client, more about their motivation, their drive to change, the goals they really want to achieve. So we do listen, what I call globally. We listen very, very intently. We watch body language, posture, tone of voice to really connect with our client and really get behind just underneath what's going on and where they want to go. So it's really important to let our clients process and come out with their own answers. And also when they put the vision together, the changes they want to make, the goals they want to accomplish. We always talk about it. It's super important that a client set their own goals, because if other people set goals for you, you know, not as motivated, right? Like somebody sets my goals for me, I may or may not want to meet them. But if I set the goals and I know what I want, the what I want, and I know why I want, the motivation behind that why, which we work through with our clients. The what and the why are very, very important. Having a significant why, what's going to motivate you, is so important, so that when it gets tough along the way, the homework gets a little intense, the projects, the action steps, the goals you need to, you know, work towards gets a little tough, you tap back into that why. So as a coach, we're going to continue to remind you of what your why is, so that you continue to move forward, because we want you to be successful. That's the whole point of why coaches enter the coaching profession. We want you to be successful in all areas of your life. I think Bruce just checked in. Is that you, Bruce?
Yes, it is.
Hey,
it is me.
How are you?
Had some, yes, boy, had a little snafu down here, but we're up and running.
out down in Texas. So I've been working and talking with our listeners about, you know, a little bit more detail about what coaching really is, what they can expect from the coaching process itself, how it is a skill set, how we are not giving answers but asking questions in a probing way to help them drill down to their own answers. I think it's really important, you know, somebody may never use a coach, but what if somebody really significant in your life starts talking to you about coaching, they're using a coach. Wouldn't it be nice to at least know what the heck it is? I mean, I think that's a big part of why we're doing the show, is to educate the average person what a coach is and also what it can do for you. So I wanted to go into a little bit about, if the, you know, people are out there listening, now they have a little bit of grasp about what a coach is and what a coach isn't. I think it'd be really valuable, Bruce, to spend a little time talking about, you know, what are some of the signs along the way in your life, the twists and turns, the cycles of your life where you might need a coach? You know, what would point you in that direction? Maybe you have some comments about that, Bruce.
Yeah, I do. So, interestingly, I was talking to a friend of mine on the East Coast, and he's employed by a large organization. He's an executive, et cetera. And he was, he called me and said, "Hey, somebody that we do dinners with, that the man is looking for a life coach, and I thought of you, and wanted to see if you could make some referrals or whatever." And and the man who had called me actually had questions about that. "Well, what is that? And tell me a little bit."
See?
So just a lot,
yeah,
of curiosity. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of in the Carolinas area. And so, there's not a life coach on every corner, certainly.
Certain markets for sure, you know. Yeah, yeah, some of my students will talk about, they'll be in the town, the city they live in, there's no coaches. So, you know, obviously, right, in the big metropolitan cities, it's a little bit more understood, a little bit more available. So, yeah, but that like really points to what I was trying to get at. Here's somebody who is referring somebody to you. They don't even know what a coach is. So you were, mm-hmm, you were helpful, and tell us, roll through what exactly did you tell him to bring him up to speed on coaching?
Yeah, you know, I told him about the process, and you know, the person identifies areas that they want to explore and make better in their life, and mm-hmm, measuring that out piece by piece, and asking what the guy, was he looking for executive coaching or was he looking for life coaching? No, I think he's going to be looking for life coaching because he has some of these other areas in his life that he's looking to improve upon. So I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right. That already fits. So, the guy, my caller was already able to differentiate between executive coaching.
Good.
And life coaching. And, I think in some of the executive circles, the coaching concept isn't as foreign to them, because they kind of heard about it in the work milieu. But when it gets personal, then that gets a little bit like, ooh, spooky. What is this?
Yeah, the life coaching side.
It's a little bit more. I'm a little bit more vulnerable, possibly as a male consumer, to that. But I'm certainly, and as it plays out, this guy was not interested in going to a therapist or a counselor or whatever. He'd be more willing to work on his life and relationships through the lens of a life coaching paradigm. So, man, how great is that? That somebody gets engaged and makes improvements in their life, and they didn't feel like, that they didn't want to engage in traditional Western medicine types of
therapy
institutions and therapy.
I hear that a lot. So, people, mm-hmm, will seek you out and say, their issues are not running so deep that they need a therapist, or maybe they have worked with a therapist and resolved some of those issues and now are ready to move forward and really would prefer a coach to walk them through that process. So I hear that,
that's a
lot.
No, that's in answering your own question. That's another venue where somebody could utilize a coach. they finished some of the psychopathology or some of the more clinically related issues, and now they want to finish up, fine tune, and move forward with a coach. I think that's also a very appropriate venue. A couple of other possibilities that I was retained on. One was an individual who needed coaching for more awareness about others in the workplace, avoiding sexual harassment types of issues. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And man, this was a great thing. But this was a great paradigm that, you know, I was able to come in there as a coach, and that's completely non-threatening.
Right.
And it's very positive. And so this is something that not only the executives could go for, but also the employee union went for as well, because it's very positive. And that finished up. And then I recently have been retained on it's called transition coaching, where the person is moving from one company to another
for
whatever reason. And that's interesting. You can't focus
sometimes
on the reason why.
Exit coaching,
right.
Too. You know,
yeah, that's basically what it is. I was told transition, which I think is better than the word exit's kind of softer, a landing pad. But yeah, and so man, and this type of coaching, and I'm kind of a participant, learner, observer on this, but I know it's providing support, also looking at goals, and then also, you know, Cindy, when I went through life coaching school, we had to rehearse our elevator pitch and our, you know what I mean? We talked about ourselves. And so part of this type of coaching is getting this person to be able to talk about themselves when they start the interviewing for new engagements
right.
and new opportunities.
How to promote themselves confidently.
Right. Exactly. You know, so that'll be
something
fun.
Something you said, I mean, because there's so many different examples we could give of client interactions, you know, without just, you know, everything is confidential. So, you know, just sort of alluding to different situations that maybe one of our listeners may find them in or relate to where they might need coaching. But what I liked what you said was sometimes and more than sometimes, often somebody will seek out coaching, or even a corporation will choose coaching even if there's a troublesome situation, because the client it's really a more positive connotation around it. Instead of being in trouble, if you will, and needing some deeper mm-hmm. help, you're really mm-hmm. going to be coached through this situation, come out positively on the other side of it, a better person, and move forward. And I think that's what coaching really is recognized to be, is allowing it to be more positive, and not, it's like looking at it from a positive lens and right. angle versus problematic and negative.
Exactly. And also think about it on those traditional human resources mechanisms, we're going to go, well, you're going to have to go to a cultural sensitivity training program that's, you know, all these videos and a quiz and some sort of exit interview, and that's kind of negative. Or, you know, you have an anger management, hatred, whatever, and you're going to go through some sort of a mental health challenge because it's a conduct referral, you know, or even a performance-based referral type of thing. And so, man, the person's now onto this pathology paradigm, and that's not really good. So once again, you know, and I know the listeners are just like, well, man, you just come up with anything and just call it coaching. Like, oh, I need help baking a brownie. Hey, I'm a brownie coach. Okay, now it's not that. Now we're not running away here, folks. Slow down. Yes, I need a brownie coach because I burn them. But, you know, it's not that. We're not saying we're not trying to oversell this at all. It really isn't. It's just these are very clean paradigms that fit in cleanly in not only, obviously, life coaching is what that is, and there's different forms of that, and then executive coaching, and there's different forms of that. So
I guess what you're trying to say is coaching is not applicable to every situation in life. Hmm. It's definitely not. But if you are in a position professionally or personally and you feel stuck and you really are geared up and ready to make changes and do the work, a coach is the right answer. Yeah. If you're not ready, don't show up. Don't even spend your money. But if you're really ready to do it, you know, it's time to jump. Right. I call it jumping off the cliff. You know, in life, right. you have to take risks, right? Life right. is, you know, about taking risks. And you have to jump off cliffs sometimes. And sometimes it's nice to have somebody holding the parachute for you, you know, like holding your hand as you're going down, you know what I mean? And so,
it is.
Yeah, it's really nice to have somebody. I tell you, my clients just can't thank me enough for just having the aha moments that they have. And as a coach, watching that, watching somebody go, oh my gosh, that's what I need to do. I know this is my answer. I, you know, and really get into getting the process done, getting the work done, because maybe they would only get half of it done. Maybe they take a year and a half, where if they work with a coach, they'll get there in 90 days or 6 months. You know, time is money. And time is precious. So if you're ready to go, I call that the time to call a coach. That's really what I see.
You know, I was thinking about comparing and contrasting a minute the difference between a mentor and a coach. I think sometimes mentoring, you have mentoring programs. Somebody's my mentor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And somebody on the job longer. Typically, right. they're older. It's somebody you look
right.
up to. Right.
And so I really want to spend a few minutes differentiating between a mentor relationship and a coaching relationship. And to our listeners, it might look the same. Now, that said, to me, and Cindy, I want to hear your return on this, and I'll start here with the peanut gallery. You know, the coaching, mentoring to me kind of means, hey, I'm going to share with you my experience, strength, and hope. I'm going to show you or teach you as your mentor how to do X, Y, Z. And it, to me, it's a little bit more directive. Now, it's directive in a good way. Don't get me wrong. It's very positive. It's nurturing. It's supporting, right? And you're my mentor and guide. But coaching, I think, is a little different because it relies on the coaching techniques, right? The person.
Right.
Developing the solution on their own through a set of techniques. That's not mentoring. The mentor has the answer supposedly to the mentee, but the coach doesn't necessarily have the answer. Go ahead.
The mentor, I think one of the things that jumps to me in the distinction between mentoring and coaching is I can coach somebody through things that I don't have an experience base with. Typically, you go to a mentor because they have been there, done it, have the experience, whether, you know, on the job personally. So, you know that they know the path and the way, and they have the tools and the techniques and are going to tool you up. Whereas a coach may not have experienced what you're working through or where you're going, but they're trained to facilitate the process in the skills that they use and the questions that they ask.
Man, I think that's a great distinction. So, just the processes that the coaches use are like you said, you don't have to have been there to do that. So, I think that's a great distinction.
Yeah.
So
maybe we could chat a little bit about if somebody seeks a coach out. And, you know, professionally, personally, life coaching, corporate, whatever, you know, what can they expect? You know, what can they expect from working with the coach? You know, so they have, you know, there's some distance between where they're at and where they want to go. And, mm-hmm. you know, what can they expect? I mean, you know, what's the expectations in this relationship? You know, I'm sure there's people out there sitting there going, well, yeah, shit, I need to work on this, or I really want to launch this, or I've stalled out on this project. I could, you know, really, really use somebody holding my tootsies to the fire. But, you know, they're maybe thinking, but, you know, what do I have to do? I mean, like, you know, what's, or what's in it for me? What am I, you know, how am I going to benefit from it? So maybe we could talk a little bit about what they could get out of it. Some of the things you see, you know, being in action, getting goals mm-hmm. set and met mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. very rewarding to people. So I got to tell you, when I see people's confidence wavering, like they stall out in the coaching process, maybe something mm-hmm. happens that they have a life event, throws them off cycle. I always ask them, what would it take you? If you're at about a 4 or 5 in confidence right now, what would it take you to get to an 8 or a 9? And they always say, getting this next thing done. So I think a client can expect to be in action, setting goals and achieving those goals. That's a primary thing that I think a client can expect.
Right. I agree with you, you know, in terms of, you know, what could move the needle? What would, and it's usually something has to happen, you know, either with a goal or a relation, you know, some sort of a mending in a relationship or some sort of vocational activity, et cetera. So, yeah, I think that's what they can expect. And another thing that they can expect is that this is about you. This isn't about me, okay?
Right.
So, you know, I'm not going to be your personal trainer and say, come on, you can do it, you know, and yell and scream and spot the person, make them do it one extra push-up. It's not about that pain-gain type of thing. It's like you said, it's holding the person accountable, but yet they are still driving the bus.
Right.
Holding, you know what I mean? And that's an interesting chalk line that I find I have to walk and watch at the same time.
Right, you know? Right.
It's like, I need to hold them accountable to, well, this is what you said. And, well, okay, if we can't do it, do we need to rethink it? Well, what can we do then instead if we're really hitting some walls
right.
here?
What are the options
thing?
If this isn't working? What are the options?
Is right, with the option. And that's still holding them accountable. That's still promoting forward movement and growth. It's just a different task, you know. So, and being there, you know, just being there with the person as they go through this means so much, you know.
Right. And you know, we see them get into action, but sometimes we see them clearing up stuff, clearing up the clutter. I call it clearing the debris. They've got mm-hmm. obstacles. They just have patterns. They have issues. They have people. They have relationships. It's kind of clouding the water, if you will, and sort of holding them back or wasting their time or keeping their focus on things that they don't need to be focused on. So, you know, a lot of times we help them, you know, kind of clear up those unresolved issues, not the deep-seated traumatic issues that a therapist would work with, but, you know, sort of maybe we help them find closure. Maybe we help them set boundaries. Maybe we help them detach to a degree from certain situations, reschedule. There's, you know, we listen, number one, actively listen. We let them empty out about what's troubling them and standing in their way. And then we help them, you know, sort of get clear and start, you know, looking at what some answers might be for them to kind of clear it away. Sometimes that takes, you know, I've had it where it takes a couple months. I have a client, I did a coaching session. We do a lot of sessions on the phone. Today, mm-hmm. she's fabulous. I think she's incredible. A couple months of clearing issues. And now she's all about business. And so sometimes, you know, it takes people a little bit of time to get clear and mm-hmm. maybe clear some unresolved issues up or just sort of really get clear on where the line is that they want to go. And I think that's really, really, really great to watch somebody go through that process. You know, we help them move forward. We help push the envelope, you know, mm-hmm. like maybe just get them where their toes are hanging over the edge of the cliff. You know, we just sort of push the envelope, nudge them a little bit out of their comfort zone, if you will.
I agree. I think a lot of what I do is a clarification process, but you know, just clarification, clarification, clarification. And once And then once everything is clarified, then it's easier to take action steps, you know, to get those goals. So I think, like you said, cleaning the debris, right? That's mm-hmm. that's also possibly clarifying as well, you know, in terms of making things more clear, clearing the path. What is the direction? What is it, you know, what is it that you are made of, you know?
What do you want? What do you really want?
Yeah, what do you want? I hate to say. I'm thinking about other. It just hit me this week. Folks like the Tony Robbinses and whatever. Man, those are great. You know, those are great kind of, guys and whatnot. But it was interesting to me, Cindy, where I was looking at, you know, some of these motivational speaker types and whatever, is that we're not building a doctrine. See, I mean, as coaches, we don't have a doctrine, you know, like, hey, you're going to be doing this and you're going to be doing that. You know what I mean? We are literally sitting there with the person and then letting them drive into their own goals. We're not coming at them with the program. We're
right.
Not coming at
Love
them.
That. Love that distinction. That's awesome.
I know, right? Isn't that awesome?
Man,
this old knuckle dragger here in Texas, baby.
You never seem to miss me. That was deep. That was really, really, really deep. But, you know, you're very deep. Interestingly enough, that is a really good point, because there are motivational coaches, you know, like that do have complete programs to motivate people, get them going, inspire people. And they actually call it coaching and actually that, you know, they're training the up and coming coaches, that there's a huge need for more and more coaches to service, you know, more and more people as they come to understand what it is. But I agree with you. Somebody's not coming to me for a platform, a program. They're coming to me because they want to move their life forward. They got some changes to make, goals to meet, things to do, you know, businesses to start, money to make. That's why they're coming.
And that's why cognitive behavior therapy. Now, I'm going to put on a therapy hat. So just for a second, folks, please forgive me, Cindy.
That's action-based. That's solution-based, isn't it?
But look, that's why cognitive behavior therapy works. It's working with the person's own thoughts and cognitions, morals, values, and beliefs, not my doctrine. That's why Rogers and some of the humanistic therapists, the client-centered therapists, that's why some of those guys were so effective, you know, in the face of Freud, who was like, I'm the doctor, you're the patient, and you're regressed, and you're sucking your thumb, and you got mommy issues, and I know what's right, and you don't. Wow, to have that rapid departure from that and having things more client-centered, you know what I mean? And
yes.
That's why those techniques work, and that's why, and that psychoanalysis kind of down.
Hey, Bruce.
Because of everything. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm just like when I got to say something. I'm so afraid I'm going to forget. But it's okay. You can go on as long as you want. I like what you're saying, and you're kind of explaining what that is. Interestingly enough, when I teach life coaching, often we see therapists, and the ones that have training in that are. Mm-hmm. They sort of roll right into coaching kind of easy. You know, some therapists may struggle because it's really a different modality. I mean, it's quite contrary to anything they may have done or, you know, we have done in the past. But it is very much solution focused, you know, forward mm-hmm. focused. And it's very much putting the emphasis. It's all about the client, right?
Yeah. And for a guy like me, it was an easy fold for me because I had worked 23 years for the Federal Bureau of Prisons. I mean, I worked in penitentiaries. I've worked with murderers, sex offenders, child molesters. I worked with women who murdered their own children. I've literally worked with the darkest sides of humanity on a daily basis for nearly a quarter of a century. Now, that said...
You needed the positivity of coaching. That's what you needed, right? That's sad.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You needed a break from it, right?
Well, no, son. I needed a break, but what do you reach for? You know, who is not gonna molest a child this week? Who's not gonna murder somebody this week, or exploit somebody, or violate somebody's, invade their rights and violate their space and violate the rules of society. And I know this is kind of far afield from our show. However, right. But guess what it is? Sandy, and you know this, it's a rhetorical question. It's their free will. People have free will to make choices, right? They have free will. That's I'll skip that part.
No.
But we all have free will to make choices, and what we do that directs that free will means everything. And so and that's where I think, you know, that's where I believe that the coaching paradigm kind of really does well. And when I've shifted into that frame, working with inmates and even working with some of my pretrial defendant people now in my private practice, man, it just really, really, really works. Because at the end of the day, even people that have character disorders are still survivors. So they want to, you know, they're in this kind of survival mode, and you just kind of click into to those aspects and try to move that forward in a more, you know, meaningful
positive way. You know, you used the word, and I like the way you used it. You kind of frame it by using coaching. You're using a different frame.
Yeah,
you're jumping into, and you know, interestingly enough, which seems to be my word for today. Some people, they've never experienced the kind of questioning that comes at you from a coach. And so it really helps people see things, you know, completely differently, because nobody's ever kind of moved them, kind of pushed them into finding answers. Somebody's already just thrown up the answer for them when they've asked for it. And, you know, how many answers do you get that are just completely wrong for you? But you keep going back to the source that keeps giving you stupid advice, and instead of, you know, trusting yourself.
Yeah. And I think, you know, Cindy, what we should do at some point, and of course, we're going to get to see each other next week. I'm flying into California next week, so I'm excited about that. Get to see everybody out there at the mothership at LA Talk Radio. Yay, and everybody. So what we should do, Cindy, is we should do a mock where I'm going to be the client and you're the coach. And we should do this on the radio for like a little vignette.
Oh, yeah. Demo.
Yeah, we should do a demo, because we've been talking about this for weeks now. I'm sure there's a couple of people pulling their hair out, like, show me what, you know, let's see something. And we might be able to do something.
Let me see how it works.
We can do a 15. Yeah. We'll talk about it.
Let's see how it works.
Come up with some sort of a, some sort of a nice, easy scenario. And I'm coming in and you're going to walk me through some of the things. And I think that might be kind of fun for our listeners.
We could role play.
To go through that.
Coaching client. You know, another thing that I was thinking about today in terms of it's tossed around a lot in the coaching world is this notion of and it's a very big in my life. It's been a big theme for me. Maybe not for everybody, but, you know, I have a big family. I had a corporate career. I had a private practice. You know, I've always, you know, wanted, you know, it all, if you will. And I believe you can have it all. You may not have it all in every 5 minutes of the day, but you can, you know, work your life around to get that balanced life. And I know you hear that same term thrown around. It's like, I'm going to seek out a coach because I want a more balanced life. And sometimes that is the driving force. Somebody knows it's skewed. They're not happy because they're working 18 and a half hours a day, or, you know, they need to put their life into balance a little bit more. What do you think about that? And also, we want to remind our audience that if you've got a balanced life issue and you're seeking out a coach for that, good for you. But you got to remember, we're not here to balance your life for you. We're not here to put you on a seesaw. We are here to hear what you prioritize. What are your core values? Yeah. What are your number? What are you not fitting in that's going to make you happier or more successful?
Get in where you fit in, you know. Anyway, I couldn't resist there.
Yeah.
You know, I think what my clients, and I tend to almost agree with some of my male clients because I'm in a similar demographic with these guys, is I just want a little bit of serenity. You know what I mean?
Give me some peace.
Look, my life is always going to be out of balance. You know what I mean? But God, just can I just get some serenity
some
in
peace.
My life? Yeah. And that's because, see what I'm saying? So I'm focusing on the serenity versus like, whoa, you're out of balance here. Let's try to do this and that, you know, and rather than do a mechanical shuffle, just really talk about like, man, what does that look like? You know, tell me, you know,
well, I'll tell you what
does
it looks like.
Look like.
Let me not be a coach for a minute and tell you what it looks like. It means carving out some time for yourself. You know what I mean?
It means a cup of coffee, looking out over the ocean. My legs crossed I'm sorry. I was kind of going to
And of course,
but anyway, yes.
It'll mean different things to different people.
For different people. Exactly.
Right. So that whole,
exactly.
You know, kind of a coach assisting you, facilitating you to find out the balanced life thing. Cause balanced life is big for, that's a big motivator for
it
why
is.
People seek a coach. That's why I brought it up today. It's something that's been a motivating factor in my life. You know, okay, check. Do I have enough downtime? Do I have enough fun time? Do I have enough romance? Do I have enough, you know, check. You know, because I want it all. I'm a want it all kind of person. So for you, a balanced life means what's out of balance. What I'm hearing you say is I could use a little bit more serenity, a little bit, a little slice of peace in my life. And what would that look like to you?
Like I said, I mean, what I'm trying to say is there is an out of balanced state here. Obviously, why? Because it's impinging in the reduction of serenity, right? So one causes the other. So both statements are true. It's just which one do you want to focus on? See what I mean? So
right,
me and my new coachy self, my new coachy self.
Yeah.
Don't
worry,
I haven't bought any Birkenstocks. No Birkenstocks. No tie.
Right. Well, yeah,
right.
I don't think.
But seriously.
But yeah, what you're saying is there's a pinch point. If you're not, feel enough serenity, it's because there's too much of something else going on that's kind of pinching it out of your life, right?
That's right. And so you know, it's not that all roads lead to Rome, but they kind of do, you know, in the coaching paradigm. And so when one person really, you find that road that they're willing to go down, not willing, but they want to go down and go down it fully, right? Then that will open up those. There might have been doors on the side of that road that that's that thorn in your side that did this. See what I mean? So
right. You discover
it's really
some other things along the way. Yeah,
exactly.
And things you didn't even expect to roll. You didn't even expect to roll this stone away, and you do, and it clears. It's just like clearing it, and all of a sudden you go, okay, now I've handled that. I can move forward. Yeah, that's
exactly.
Fabulous. That's fabulous.
That's exactly right. Exactly. So yeah, I think we'll continue to look at this with more detail and we'll give our listeners fair advance warning if we decide to do a role play and see that. And obviously, I'm going to be the consumer. You know, you've got to be the coach, Cindy, because
well, maybe not. It might be fun to do it the other way.
Well, it might not.
Maybe we'll take turns.
It'll be fun, but it won't be a good. it won't be necessarily instructive for our listeners. But it'll be fun.
might
you know that, right? It'll be more entertainment than fun, but than instructional value. But good. I'm glad that we got to talk more about
what it's going to do. Yeah, I'm sort of like really was feeling today like you know, is our audience, our listeners, clear about what a coach is, and really because my heartfelt desire is to help people. And if somebody's out there listening and they're kind of on the fence, just understanding it a little bit better, you know, what it is, why they might need it, what they might get out of it. You know, I think it's important to let them know, you know, what we're looking for.
And call us with questions, you know, and we'll refer you to, you know, maybe give you some leads on a coach in your area. And so, yeah, feel free to call and ask us, use us as a resource.
Yes,
and,
please do.
And we'd be glad to do that for you. And don't, you know, Cindy's at wisdomfoods.com. I'm at conciergecoach.net. And also our Facebook page at the Concierge Coaches Show. So, man, we're out there. We're easy to find. We're starting to index now in Google. I'm so happy about that. That's awesome.
Phone numbers.
Phone numbers.
I can be reached, yeah. Cindy DeFerdinand, at 714-943-6206.
And Bruce at 214-431-2032. So that gets us to the mark.
Thanks,
so,
Bruce.
Great to spend time
with you all today. Everybody have a wonderful rest of the day.
Have a wonderful day and week here at the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. Be with us next week, and we'll tell you some more great things about coaching and how it can help you and yours. So have a great week, everybody.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand, only on LA Talk Radio.